Okay, Tov, good morning. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shalama of all the Cholim. Ubifrat Shalom Ben Sarah David Ben Rachel, Faba de Ravka, Badechov, Rivka, Badesesh, Rivka, Badesesh, Shalom Ben Sarah, Fireman, Moshe Ben Chana, David Ben Miriam, Moshe Ben Chana, Yafa Ben Miriam, Yehuda Ben Yafa, Chaya, Sabre, Simcha, Racha Ben Chana, David Ben Esther, Simcha Ben Malka, Eliza Ben Miriam, Miriam Bad Yocheved, חנה אליאנה בת נעמי, רחל אסתר בת תמר, אסתר בת חנה, ולהבדיל ללו נשמת, יוסף בן דוד, ליאל דינה בת אפרים, אלישבע בת אהרון, אהרון בן יצחק, ובנימין בן יצחק. Okay, we're continuing. Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, daf 17. We left off at the middle of daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet. We're smack in the middle of the page. The first word on the line is Heach. It's the third long line on Tet Zayin Amud Bet, 16b. So the Gemara says, ליהודים הייתה אורה ושמחה וססון ועיקר. For the יהודים, for the Jews, there was light and happiness and lots of שמחה. So the Gemara says, אמר רב יהודה, אמר רב, אורה זו תורה. אורה is talking about Torah. וכן הוא אומר, like the pasuk says, כי נר מצווה ותורה אור. That the Torah is referenced to as light. שמחה זה יום טוב. שמחה is referencing to יום טוב. וכן הוא אומר, like the pasuk says, ושמחת וחגך. That you must celebrate, you must be happy on your holiday. ססון זו מילה, that's talking about ברית מילה. לכן הוא אומר, סס אנוכי על אמרתך, referring to ברית מילה, ועיקר אלו תפילין, that's talking about תפילין, וכן הוא אומר, וראו כל עמי הארץ, that all of the nations should see, כי שם אדוני נקרא אליך, because Hashem's name is called upon you, ויראו ממך, and they all fear from you, that's talking about the תפילין. ותניה, רבי אלעזר הגדול אומר, אלו תפילין שבראש, that's talking about the תפילין on the head, ועד, now goes into the pasuk, regarding to Haman's children. says, ועד, פרשנתה, here, let's read all of the names. So the pasuk says, the 10 sons are here. One second. Okay, it's just quoting it from another pasuk. Okay, we said there. So he's mentioning the sons, and then the Gemara says, Aseret b'nei Haman. So he says, these are the 10 sons of Haman. Amar Ravada demin Yafo. Ravada says, Aseret b'nei Haman ve'aseret ve'aseret tzerech l'minu b'nishima achad. When you're reading the 10 names of Haman, you need to read it all in one breath. Ma'i tama, what's the reason? Kulu b'hadei hadad inafku nishmatayu. All of their nishamot, I don't know if you consider it nishamot, but all of their souls left in one shot, so we have to say their names in one breath. Amar Rav Yochanan, Vav d'zivata tzerech למימתחה בזקיפה. The vav of the name of one of his sons of Zayvata has to be in the Megillah has to be lengthened very long vav. כמורדיה לדליברות, like the tree that they were all hung on that Haman had set out to hang Mordechai. So it's like a tree. So if you can see that vav in the Megillah, you know it's referring to the tree. My tama, what's the reason? Kulu bechad zekifa is dakifu. All of them were hung in one in one row, like one under another. In a sense that nobody can get up from the other. Okay. Then it says, Amar Bechanina Bar Papa, Derash Rabbi Shila, Ish Kfar Timrata, Kol Hashirot Kulan, all of these songs in Tanakh, Nichtavot Ariach Al Gabe Levena, are written the way they are written. If you have an art school, it shows it clearly on the bottom. It says, all of them are written like a writing on top of it's like a half stone on top of a full stone. What that means is, it's like the words are written on top of a blank spot. Okay, and the blank spot is on top of the words, meaning it works like this: words, blank spot, meaning the blank spot and the words are one on top of the other. Whereas, chutz mishira zo umalchei Kenan, except for this song of Haman's children and the song and the kings of Kenan, shariach al gavi ariach ulevena gavi levena, that it's a half brick on top of a half brick and a full brick on top of a full brick, meaning the writing, the names are on top of one another. Okay, it's not like a name on top of a blank spot. It's a name on top of the name. All of the names are on top of one another, and all the names are on top of one another. Why? Ma'itama shelot et tekuma lemapalatan. So they have no way to get up from their falling. All one on top of the other, like they were hung. There's no way for them to get up. There's no way to get out of it. Okay. Vayomer haMelech laEsther haMalka b'Shushan haBira hargu haYehudim. Says the Jews should be killed, and it says, "What do you want? What is your request?" You see that the malach came and hit him on the mouth. He started out speaking with anger, and then the malach came and hit him, and he started speaking with love towards us. So the Gemara said, "Amar." It should have said, "Amira." Why does it say Amar? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amara lo, says she said to him, Ye'amer bepe ma shekatuv basefer. It should be spoken what is written in the book, meaning the words of the Purim, the words that what happened to the Jewish people should happen for generation and generation to come. Divrei shalom ve'emet, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, this means ve'amrila, and some say Amar Rabbi Asi, melamed she'tzircha sirtut ka'amita shel Torah, teaching us that the Megillah needs to have, you know, etched out lines, just like the Sefer Torah has etched out lines, that's exactly the same way. Umaamar Esther kiyam kiyam. She says, Maamar Esther in divrei hatzumot lo. What, only the words of Esther were fulfilled, but not the fasts that everyone had done for the Savior of the Jewish people? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, divrei hatzumot. Umaamar Esther kiyam. There's a girsa over here. Divrei haporim haele. That the words of Esther and the fasts caused all of these Purim, this Purim to come about. Ki Mordechai Yehudi mishne lamelech Ahasuerosh v'gadol Yehudim v'ratzui l'rov echav. So the Gemara says, he was gadol l'rov echav. He was great for the majority of his brothers. L'rov echav, v'lo l'chol echav. It says for the majority of his brothers, not all of his brothers. Why? What is that telling us? Melamed she'pirshu mimenu miktzat Sanhedrin. That some of the Sanhedrin had like distanced themselves from him because he left to go save people, save the world, instead of staying and learning Torah. Mordechai was sitting and learning Torah. And so when he left, he lost some of his zechut from learning Torah to go and save people. Amar Rav Yosef, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoter Matzala Nefashot, says that Talmud Torah is more important than Hatzala Nefashot, than saving people. Okay, without to get into it too much. It says, Demeikara, that in the beginning, when it's talking about Mordechai, Chashiv Leil Mordechai Batar Dalet, it counted Mordechai as the fifth on the list. Ulvasov Batar Chamisha, and at the end, after he returned, it counted him as the sixth on the list, not the fifth on the list. Mikaraktiv, in the beginning it says, Asher Bao Im Zerubbabel, those who came with Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Sarayah, Reliah, Mordechai, Bilshan. They calls Mordechai, Bilshan, so it says Mordechai was the fifth one over there. Ulvasov Kati, but at the end, after the Savior, Habayim Im Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nachmani, Mordechai Bilshan, that accounts Mordechai Bilshan as the sixth over there, not the fifth anymore. And so therefore, he loses some of his chashivut because he took time out of learning Torah in order to go and save. Amar Rav, Itema Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, Gadol Talmud Torah Yoter Mibinyan Beit HaMikdash, that learning Torah is greater than building the Beit HaMikdash. Shekol Zman Shebaruch Ben Neria, Kiye Kayam, Lohin Nicho Ezra Ve'ala, says all the meanwhile that Baruch ben Neriah was still alive. He says that he didn't leave Ezra and Bavel and just go up with Zerubbabel with the group for the building of the Beit HaMikdash. He wouldn't leave there. Why? Because they were learning Torah. So you see that learning Torah is more important. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shemuel, Bar Marta, Gadol Talmud Torah Yoter Mikibud Avaim. That learning Torah is more important than honoring one's parents, the Gemara says. Shekol Otan Shanim Sha'e Yaakov Avinu Bebeit Ever Lo Ne'enash. All of those years that Yaakov Avinu spent, those 14 years he spent until he got to the house of Lavan, when he was staying in the Beit Midrash of Shem and Ever, and he was learning Torah, he didn't get punished for those years. We know that he was away for 36 years, where the Gemara will go through the whole Cheshbon now until we get to the next Mishnah, but it says that for those 14 years he didn't get punished. Why? Because the zechut of learning Torah is so great. It says, the Amar Mor, Lama Nimnu Shenotav Shel Ishmael. Why do we have the Torah count the years of Ishmael? So that we can know the years of Yaakov. As the pasuk says, these are the years of Ishmael. 137 years Ishmael lived. Then it says, Ishmael, how much older was Ishmael than Yitzchak? So he says, Arbe Sar Shanim. He was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Yitzchak. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, Avram ben 80 shana ve 6 shanim beledet Hagar et Ishmael le Avram. It says whenever Avram was 86 years old, they had Ishmael. Okay, and then it says Uchtiv ve Avram ben 100 shana beveled lo et Yitzchak beno. And he was it says Avram was 100 years old when they had Yitzchak. So you see that Yitzchak and Ishmael are 14 year difference. Uchtiv ve Yitzchak ben 60 shana beledet Otam. And Yitzchak was 60 years when he had Yaakov and Esav. Okay, so it's Bar Kama Have Ishmael Kedit Elid Yaakov. How old was Ishmael when Yaakov was born? So if Ishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov was born, 74. So he would have to be 74. So it's Bar Shivim Ve'arba'ah. So it's Kama Paishan Mishane. So he says, how much do we, how much are his years that we count? Yeah, if you look at the math, it says over here, it counts it over here. It says, Wait, it's trying to count the status of Yaakov, his years that he was away from his father, to know that those years, to know how many years he was away, and see what years were counted in his punishment and what years were not counted in his punishment. So over here it says, how many years were left over until he died? So he says, Shitin Utlat, 63 years, right? If he was 74 and Ishmael lived to 137, so 137 minus 74 is 63. So the Gemara says, Vetanya, haya Yaakov Avinu b'sha'a, Vetanya, haya Yaakov Avinu b'sha'a shenitberech ma'aviv men 63. Yaakov Avinu, when his father was giving him the bracha, he was 63 years old. So 63 shana. Ubo v'perek met Ishmael, and at that exact time Ishmael passed away. So you see that what? That when Yaakov was 63 years old, it makes sense that Ishmael passed away. Right? Ishmael, because Ishmael was 74, and 63 years later, he was 137. Dichliv, v'yar Esav, ki barech, berach, v'gomer, v'yelech Esav l'Ishmael. So Esav, this is when Esav saw that Yaakov got the bracha, he went to Ishmael to get married to his daughter, v'yikach et machalat, bat Ishmael, achon nevayot, the sister of nevayot. So the Gemara says, min mashmash neymar, bat Ishmael, en yodesh, yachon nevayot. What, from the fact that it's telling me that it's the daughter of Ishmael, I don't know that it's the sister of nevayot, melamed shekidsha Ishmael, umet. It's teaching us that Ishmael actually set her off to get married to Esav, and then he died before the marriage happened. V'hisia nevayot achia. So nevayot married her off to Esav. So says, but still, what do you see? Shitin vetlat. He was 63 years old. 63 years old. Yaakov Avinu says ve'arbesar ademitalid Yosef was 14 years until Yosef was born. Hashivim yishiva. That's 77 years old. Yaakov. Then he says uchtiv ve'Yosef ben 30 shana be'omdo lifnei paro. So you see, Yosef, the Torah tells us he was 30 years old when he was standing in front of Paro. So if you add 30 years after the 77, it becomes 107 now. So Yaakov Avinu is 107 at this time. It says, Shav de Sav'a, Betarte de Kafna. It was the 7 years of famine, and 2 years had passed of the, 7 years of, you know, the satisfying the wealth, and then 2 years of famine, and it says, Ham mea v'shitzar. So if you add those 9 years to the 107, you get 116. Uchtiv, Vayomer Paro el Yaakov. And Paro said to Yaakov, Kama yemei shenei chayecha? How old are you? Vayomer Yaakov el Paron. Yaakov told him, Yemei shenei megurai shloshim umead shana. He says, I am 130 years old. So where did we go wrong? We said he's 116. How did he say he's 130? He says, Me'av shitzar havyan. He was 116, the Gemara says. How can you tell me he's 130? Ela shma mina, it's coming to teach us. Arba esar shanin. Ta'ava. Bevet ever lo chashiv lehu. The Gemara is not counting the 14 years that he was in the house of Ever, in the Beit Midrash of Ever. Why? He was learning Torah over there. So he didn't count those 14 years he did before he got to the house of Lavan. The Tanya, the Braita says, Haya Yaakov Bevet Ever, mutman arba esar shana. He says he was in the Beit Midrash of Ever 14 years being mishamesh, learning Torah, being mishamesh over there. So he says, there's a girsa over here. So it says, Le'achar sheyarad Yaakov Avinu la'aram Naharaim. When Yaakov Avinu went down to Aram Naharaim, shtei shanim, for 2 years. Here's a girsa. So it says, Met Ever. That's when Ever died. Yatsa misham. He left there. Uvalu la'aram Naharaim. And he came to Aram Naharaim. Nimtza k'she'amad ala be'er. When he stood on the be'er, ben shiv'im v'sheva shana. He was 77. Okay. What do you see from all of this? What is it trying to prove from all of this? Meaning the 63 until that 77, there was 14 years in between that the Gemara didn't count for. So it says, that's why we know that he wasn't punished for those 14 years. How do we know he wasn't punished for those years? The Tanya Zabraita says, Nimsa Yosef Shepiresh Me'aviv Esrim Ushnaim Shana. Keshem Shepiresh Yaakov Avinu Me'aviv. Says, just like Yosef was distant from his father for 22 years, so too, that was the same way Yaakov was distant from Yitzchak for that amount of time as well. So the Gemara says, Yaakov tlatin v'shita havyan. Yaakov was away for much longer. Yaakov was away for 36 years. Right? How do you get to that math? If you go back to the math, he was away for 14 years in Shem Ve'ever, in the Beit Midrash of Shem Ve'ever. He was in the house of Lavan. He was all the way from the fact that when he left the house, I think he was 63 until he came back. It was 36 years later. So then how could he have potentially, why is it only counting the 22 years? What about the other 36? Right? He was in the house of Lavan for 20 years. right? He was in the house of Lavan for 20 years. There was 2 years he went to Aram Naharaim, plus another 14 years in Shem Va'ever. So you have 36 years. It says, Ela Arbesar, the Havat Bebet Ever Lochashivlu. It didn't count the 14 years that he was in the house of the Beit Midrash of Shem Va'ever. He was learning Torah. So you get to your math of 22 years, he says. So when it says, Sof Sof the Beit Lavan, Esrin Shanin Havya. But in the house of Lavan, it was only 20 years. It wasn't 22 years in the house of Lavan. So what are the other 2 years? Ela mishum de ishtahe be'orcha tartin shanin. So it's because he waited, he delayed an extra 2 years on the way. Meaning, the Tanya is the part that says, Yatzam Aram Naharaim, uvalalo Sukkot. He left Aram Naharaim and he went to Sukkot. Vasa sham shemona asar chodesh. He spent 18 months over there. Shneimar Yaakov nasa Sukkota. Va'even lo bayit. Umikneu asa Sukkot. And he built for all of his cattle Sukkot. And then it says, uvebayit. And he spent 6 months in Beit El, where he brought sacrifices, and so therefore you have 6 months in Beit El, 18 months in Sukkota, that's 24 months, 2 years, plus the 20 years in the house of Lavan, gets you to your 20-year time span, that he was away from his father, as well as Yosef was 22 years away from Yaakov. You see from this Gemara, it's trying to teach us, like the Gemara said on the previous Amud, that Limud Torah, Talmud Torah is greater than Kibur Avehem. Does that mean, you know, I don't want to misword this. Does that mean that a person does, you know, degrades the fact that he has to honor his parents? Chas v'shalom. You know, like if a person is learning Torah and a parent comes and asks them for something, you should stop and go and help the parent. 100%. But does that mean that while the person is learning Torah, at that very moment, the mitzvah of that learning Torah, and when he stops to go and help the parent, that mitzvah of honoring the parent, which one has a higher sachar, a higher level, a higher reward? The limud ha-Torah. Because the Mishnah says, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. That is a simple pishat. Just like it said, that how does it make sense that Talmud Torah is greater than Hatzalat Nefashot? Talmud Torah is greater than saving lives? A person goes and saves someone's life. You're sitting and learning Torah. Your zechut is greater? The answer is, somebody has to go and save his life. There's a zechut for that. But learning Torah is the greatest mitzvah of all time. So no matter what the person can do, that aspect of that mitzvah, the reward for the mitzvah is greater. But it's not telling you that it's degrading from the other mitzvah. It's just saying the reward for one mitzvah is greater than anything else. So we'll stop there for any questions. Okay, so the Gemara, we're going to finish, we're going to start a new Mishnah, we're going to jump on a new aspect. We're starting a new Mishnah. If someone reads the Megillah out of order, from the end to the beginning, he does not fulfill his obligation. If he reads it by heart, there's a girsa over here. It says, yeah, okay, kara targum. If you read the translation, bechol lashon kara bechol lashon. If you read it in any language, lo yatzai. It's not fulfills obligation. Any of those. Aval korin ota lo azot belaz. Where you can read it in the laws in a different language for those who only understand laws. So it would be allowed to be read in, let's say, people who only speak a certain language to that non lashon hakodesh language. And then it says val lo ayz sheshama ashurit yatzai. If a person only, let's say, speaks English. And he hears it in Hebrew, he still fulfills his obligation. If you read the Megillah, serugin. Serugin is like when you read and then you stop and you delay and you let time pass and then you read again and you stop and you keep delaying in the middle, or you're mitnamnem, you're dozing off, you still fulfill the obligation. If you were writing it, you were doresh the Megillah, or you were proofreading it, im kiven libo yatzav, im lav lo yatzav. If you had intention to fulfill the mitzvah, you fulfill the mitzvah. But if not, na. Hayta keduva besam v'sikra v'komos. He says if you wrote it with a type of like color that comes from the dirt, or sikra is like a red dye, or v'komos with like sap color, v'kan kantom, or it's like a shoe dye, ala niyar on paper, v'ala diftara on not tanned hide, lo yatza, he does not fulfill his obligation, ad shetek tuva ashurit al sefer v'dio, until he writes it in Hebrew on a cloth and with the proper colored ink for you to fulfill the mitzvah the correct way. The Gemara says, minahani milei, from where do we know this? From where do we know that a person who reads it out of order, he does not fulfill his mitzvah? Okay, so the Gemara says, says like this, Amarava, the Amar Kara, the Pasuk says, Kichtavam chizmanam, in like it's written, like it's time. What does that mean? Mazmanam lemafrea lo, af kitvam lemafrea lo. Just like you cannot celebrate the holiday out of order, like you cannot celebrate the 15th, the day of Purim, and then go back to the 14th and the 13th. So too, you cannot read it out of order. That's how it connects the time to the writing. What, you're calling reading, writing? Over here in the Pasuk it says kichtava. It doesn't say the reading, it says the writing. It says you cannot write it out of order, but it doesn't say you cannot read it out of order. It says asiya ktiva. So it says rather, it's saying asiya, Asiyaktiva. It says asiya in the pasuk. So how can you come and tell me? Meaning, if you read the pasuk, it says dichtiv liot osim et shnei hayamim el shnei hayamim. It says to be doing these 2 days and keeping those days. Kichtavam echizmanam. So this pasuk cannot be talking about the aspect of. He thought it was. Maybe you can say that maybe it's talking about performing the mitzvot that are shayach to Purim, that are connected to Purim. Right. That's what he was saying. So you cannot say that because it says asiya in the pasuk already. So you cannot say that, and you cannot say it's talking about reading because it says kitavam. It says kichtavam. It doesn't say kikriam. So clearly, it cannot be talking about the reading of the Megillah. So what is it referring to? So the Gemara answers ela mehacha. You learn out from this pasuk. Dichtiv hayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. Says that these days will be remembered and done. Itkash zechira le'asiya. The remembering is connected to the doing. Ma asiya lamafreya, just like doing. You do it out of order, lo, it does not work. Av zechira lamafreya, lo. So if you do the mitzvot out of order, it doesn't work. And if you read the Megillah out of order, it also does not work. So he's learning it out from another pasuk now. So he's not learning out from kichtavam echizmanam, which we said that does not work. Right? Because you cannot doresh that to mean kichtavam, meaning to read the Megillah. But over here, you can be Doresh Zechira, remembering it. How do you remember the Megillah? By reading the Megillah. So he says, Tana, V'chen behalel, V'chen mikirat shema, u'etfila. Same halacha applies to halel, kirat shema, and tefillah. You cannot read it out of order. It says, halel minalan. Where do we know from halel? Rabba amar dechiva, as pasuk says, Mizrach shemesh an mevo'o. That from the way the sun rises and sets. Right? So the sun, just like the sun always rises in the west, and it always sets in the east, so too, you cannot, it's never going to be the other way around, so too, you can never read the Megillah the other way around either. Or read the Hallel, sorry, read the Hallel the other way either. It says, Rav Yosef Amar, Ze Hayom Asa Adonai. That today is the day that Hashem made. So how does he learn out from this pasuk? So he says, just like Hashem made the day, that the day works, you know, there's hours in the day, and the way the day that works, oh, it's just going forward, and time is passing, it's never going to go backwards. So therefore, also the halel, you can never do it backwards. Rav Avi Amar, Yehi Shem Adonai Mevarach, it says that it shall be, that Hashem's name will be blessed. So it says, Yehi, what is Yehi? V'hav Yatan Yehu. And it should be the way it is written, the way it is written, that's the way it should be read. V'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'Itema Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar Me'acha. He says from this pasuk, Me'ata ve'ad olam, from now and forever. That's how we read in the Hallel. It says just like the way of the world that was created, it goes by the way of the times and how the times roll and the nature of the world. It says so too the Hallel, the way the Hallel is written, should be going the order of the Hallel was written. Okay. Kriyat Shema. How do we know Kriyat Shema cannot be read out of order? The Tanya Zabraita says Kriyat Shema Kichtava, says Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that Kriyat Shema has to be read the way it's written in Hebrew. Chachamim say you can read it in any language. What's the reason for that? Rebbe Yehuda Hanassi. Amar Kra, the pasuk says Vehayu. Rebbe says Vehayu Adavarim Ma'ele. What are we learning from the word Vehayu? Vehavyatan Yehu. It should be read the same way it was written. The Rabbanan, my time, what do the Rabbanan say? Amar Kura, the Pasuk says, Shema, we say Shema Yisrael. Bechol Lashon Shata Shema, in any language that you understand, that language you can say it in. Rabbi Nami HaKetiv Shema, but for Rabbi it also says, the word Shema. So how does he use the word Shema? Hahomi Baile, Hashmea Loznecha Ma Shata Motzemi Picha. He uses that to tell us that you have to hear the words that you are saying. According to him, if you don't hear what you're saying, if you're just whispering and you can't hear yourself say the words, he says you don't fulfill the obligation. That's why he uses the word Shema for him. But Rabbanan Savri, Kimanda Amar, Akoret Shema, Velo Yishmiya, that was no Yatsa. And the Rabbanan hold that someone who reads Shema, but he doesn't hear himself say it, he still fulfills the obligation. And that's the halakha. I mean, of course, you should try to say it in a tone of voice that you can hear yourself. Obviously, not to burden or bother other people from their prayers, but you should say it to a voice you can hear yourself. And if you don't, you still fulfill the obligation. V'Rabbanan nami hakati vehayu. According to the Rabbanan, though, it also says the word vehayu. Haumi ba'ele shelo yikra lemafra. That's coming to teach us that you should not read out of order. You have to read it the order it's written. Rabbi shelo yikra lemafra minale. How do we know, according to Rabbi, that you're not allowed to read it out of order? Midvarim hadevarim. It could have said Devarim in the pasuk. It said had devarim ha'ele. Why is it had devarim ha'ele? Extra hey. Come and teach you that he learns out that it needs to be read in order. That's extra hey, it needs to be read in order. But Rabbanan, Devarim, HaDevarim, Lomashmalo, and the Rabbanan don't learn out these drashot. You add an extra letter, not an extra letter. He says it was just written that way. That's how it was written. So he said, we don't learn out like that. But you see that according to both opinions, Kriyat Shema must be read in order. It cannot be read out of order. So the Gemara says, Lema Kasafar Rebbe, Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Lashon Ne'emra. Let's say that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi holds that the whole Torah can be read, when the Torah is being read, it can be read in any language. Why do we say that? Diz Taka Da'atach B'Lashon HaKodesh Ne'emra. If you would have thought that it can be read only in Hebrew, Lama li lemichtav vehayu? Why does the pasuk need to say vehayu? Right? What did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi use vehayu for? He said vehayu is coming to tell you it needs to be read in Hebrew. So if that's the case, then that means all the other parts of the Torah do not need to be read in Hebrew according to Rabbi. So the Gemara says no. Itzrich. I need vehayu. Sadka datach. I would have thought shama karabbanan that we would say the word shama that Kriyat Shema can be read in any language like the opinion of the Rabbanan. That's why the Gemara says vehayu to tell you no that Kriyat Shema must be read in Hebrew, but all other aspects of Torah also must be read in Hebrew too. The reason why I wrote vehayu was to exclude the opinion of the Rabbanan who said shema. Now the Gemara asks on Rabbanan. It says, Lema Kasavar Rabbanan, Kasavri Rabbanan, Kola Torah Vilashon HaKodesh Ne'emra. Let's say that the Rabbanan say that all of the Torah needs to be read in Hebrew. It says, the Isaka Da'atach, if you would have thought to say, V'chol Lashon Ne'emra, that you can read the Torah in any language, Lamele Lemichtav Shema. So why do we need the word Shema? Right, Shema, according to the Rabbanan, was coming to teach you that it can be read in any language that a person understands, Kriyat Shema. So if Shema can be read in any language you understand from the word Shema, that's to tell you that all the other language, all the other Torah needs to be read specifically in Hebrew. Shema is a leniency that the word of Shema comes to tell you any language. The Gemara says, no, it's terich. You need Shema. Why? I would have thought to say, Vehayu kerebi, that we would have held like the opinion of Rebbe who said Vehayu, meaning it needs to be read in Hebrew. That's why the Torah wrote the word Shema to tell you that no, Kriyat Shema can be read in any language that a person understands, but all the other Torah as well can also be read in any language. You just needed Shema to exclude the opinion of Rabbi. Okay, I'll stop there for a question. Okay, we're continuing a little bit further. So the Gemara says, Tefillah minalan. Where do we know Tefillah needs to be read in order? Detanya, as the Baraita says, is now going to go through all of the Amidah. We'll probably stop short in the middle. The Baraita says, Shimon HaPakuli, Yistir Shimon HaYisra Brachot, Lifnei Rabban Gamliel. Shimon HaPakuli, he put together the 18 Brachot of the Shimon HaYisra. Al HaSeder B'Yavne. In order, in Yavne. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, V'amir Lama Madnita Tana, Ustan Baraita, 120 Zekanim, there was 120 elders, Ubahem Kama Nevi'im, and some prophets amongst them, Tiknu Shimon HaYisra Brachot. They actually were the ones who put together the 18 brachot on the order. Tan Rabbanan, minayin she'omrim avot. How do we know we say avot? She'ne'emar havu la'adonai b'nei elim. We say this in Mizmor David. B'nei elim is talking about the mighty ones, referring to the avot. Minayin she'omrim gevurot. How do we know we mention the gevurot? She'ne'emar havu la'adonai kavod va'oz. Also, gevurot is like bravery and might. Va'oz is also talking about this gevura. Uminayin shomrim kedushot. How do we know we mentioned Atah Kadosh? Shenemar havu la'adonai kavod shemo, yishtachavu la'adonai ba'adrat kodesh. So you should bow to Hashem ba'adrat kodesh. The word kodesh is telling you about saying kedushot. Umar ra'ul omar bina achar kedusha. Why do we say Atah Chonen and mentioning understanding after kadosh? Shenemar v'yigdishu et kedosh Yaakov v'et Elohei Yisrael ya'aritzu. Says that they sanctified Kadosh Yaakov and the God of Israel, they revered. V'samich lein, right next to the Kadosh Pasuk, it says, V'yadu to'ei ruach bina, and the ones who made a mistake in their spirits, they understood the understanding, they understood the knowledge, so we see the bina comes right after Kedusha. Umar ra'ul umar teshuvah achar bina. Why do we say teshuvah, right, hashivenu, after bina? So this is dichtiv. He says that in your heart you will understand. It says bina, and then it says veshav. Right afterwards it says you will return. So he says that veshav, you see teshuvah is right after bina. Yahi lema refuah batra the teshuvah. So if that's the case, though, if we go with that pasuk, it says refuah in that pasuk right after teshuvah. If you open the sidur, refuah shlema is not refa'enu, is not right after hashivenu avinu toratecha. So you see that we're not going completely like the pasuk. The Gemara says, "Lo sagad atach." You should not go like that. Why? Don't think that. The Chtivas pasuk says there's another pasuk. Ve'ashuv el Adonai v'rechameu ve'el Eloheinu kirbeli sloach. He says that over there, it's talking about that you return back to Hashem, and Hashem will increasingly forgive. So he says we use that pasuk to tell us that you say selach lanu right after shivenu. He says umay chazit de samchat aha samochaha. Why do we bring it close to this pasuk? let's say that we should bring it close to the previous pasuk. Why don't we follow the previous pasuk? The previous pasuk said Rifa'enu comes after Hashivenu. So why are we going like this pasuk? So Gemara says Ktav Karacharina, because it has another pasuk. Hasoleach lechol onaychi. He says that the one who forgives from all of one's sins and he heals from all of one's diseases and he redeems from the pit, from the deep down pit. What do you see in that pasuk? Soleach, rofe, and goel. It says that first he forgives, then he gives refua, and then he does goel. He does redeems. So he redeems. It says lememra the geula refua batar slichahi. Is that to tell us that geula, redemption, and refua and the healing come after forgiveness? Meaning you only get healed and redeemed after you get forgiven. Vakativ, but the pasuk says veshaver afelo. Person returns the teshuvah, he gets healed. Hashem will heal him. The Gemara says, "Ahu love refuah de tachaloim hi." That's not talking about healing of one's diseases. Ele refuah de slichahi. It's the healing of forgiveness. There's different types of health. There's one's health in the physical sense, there's one's health in the spiritual sense. I think it's talking about the spiritual sense. The spiritual sense of healing from all of his sins, he gets healed in that sense. That Hashem heals his neshama, now you're forgiven. Then he gets healed in the physical sense that all of his diseases go away. So that's why they first put selicha and then refuah. Umar ra'ul umar geula b'shvi'it. Why do we say Ga'al Yisrael as a seventh bracha? Amar Rava mitoch she'atidin li'ga'al b'shvi'it, because we are going to be redeemed in the future in the seventh year during the year of Shemitah. Lefikach kavo'a b'shvi'it. So they establish a bracha in the seventh year. One more line. V'ha'amar mor b'shishit kolot b'shvi'it milchamot b'motzei shvi'it ben David ba. It says, Morris says that in the sixth year there's going to be voices. In the seventh year there's going to be war. In the eighth year, then David, the son of David, Mashiach, will come and save us. So it's the eighth year, not the seventh year. When it says milchama nami atchalta de geulahi, the milchama, the wars for that purpose, for the redemption, is also considered part the start of the redemption. And so we go from the seventh year because the milchama starts the beginning of the redemption. Let me stop there for today. Have a great day, everyone.